We were walking on sand that was fine-grained and smooth, not wrinkled like beach sand, which preserves the impressions left by the waves. This dazzling carpet was a real mirror, throwing back the sun's rays with startling intensity. The outcome? An immense vista of reflections that penetrated every liquid molecule. Will anyone believe me if I assert that at this 30-foot depth I could see as if it was broad daylight? For a quarter of an hour I trod this blazing sand, which was strewn with tiny crumbs of seashell. Looming like a long reef, the Nautilus's hull disappeared little by little, but when night fell in the midst of the waters, the ship's beacon would surely facilitate our return on board, since its rays carried with perfect distinctness. This effect is difficult to understand for anyone who has never seen light beams so sharply defined on shore. There, the dust that saturates the air gives such rays the appearance of a luminous fog, but above water as well as underwater, shafts of electric light are transmitted with incomparable clarity. Meanwhile, we went ever onward, and these vast plains of sand seemed endless. My hands parted liquid curtains that closed again behind me, and my footprints faded swiftly under the water's pressure.